Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to What Are We Talking About Today. And on today's episode, we're going to do a quick Q&A. A couple of these questions I've been asked frequently, so I just figured just to go ahead and answer them on here. And I know I posted a couple days ago on Instagram, if y'all had any questions for me, go ahead and ask them and then I will answer them. So let's go ahead and get started. The first question is, how old are you? I am 26. Where are you from? Tennessee. What's your zodiac? Libra. How are your gym goals going? They are going pretty good. I have lost 10 pounds. I'll be honest with y'all, I went to the gym twice last week, but that's because of my knee. If y'all know me, y'all know I have the worst fucking knees. They've been the worst since forever. Ever since I was younger, because it's like sports and everything. My left knee is like shot to shit. Like, it is gone. I guarantee you, if I say something to my damn doctors, they're going to be like, you have no cartilage whatsoever. So, yeah. So, I just had to take a break because it was hurting, like, to the point, y'all, where, like, I could barely stand last week. Because I was wearing, like, a knee brace and stuff at work. But, yeah, it's serious. Like, y'all, what I tell you, like, one day I left work early. And, yeah, I just can't do it. Like, I soaked in the tub and everything. And I was soaking for, like, damn near the whole week. But, yeah, it's better now. And so I'm going to go tomorrow. Are you dating people? No. I went on, like, 5 dates in the past month. I don't want to say they're boring. I just didn't. Let me tell you, I didn't want to go on none of these dates. I really just went just because I was hungry. I'm not even going to lie. It was free food. I didn't want to fucking go. I don't like nobody. I just be chilling. Minding my good little business. Okay. Doing me, right? So, if you want to feed me, that's cool. But don't think nothing else of it. We're going on this little date. I'm going to get my plate and I'm going to go. So, next question is, have you heard many celebs? I always see you posting parties they're at. First of all, boo-boo. No, that's my friend. So, the last party I went to was, we're not even going to talk about that. But yes, I have met quite a few celebrities. I mean, I met them ever since I was young, you know, going to, like, shows and stuff. And then they would come to the radio station. And then, because I'm, like, in between Atlanta and Nashville, like, I can always go and see them. And then I travel. So, I'm, like, going to California. I've seen them. Ooh, excuse me, New York. I've seen them. So, you know, they're just there. But I can tell you my favorite person that I have met in the past, like, 5 years, who my favorite person has been. This is Jack Harlow. Oh. y'all don't understand. Like, the man has my heart. He is, oh, elite. He has been fine. He just aged so well. He just keeps fighting, get fighter, y'all. Like, y'all don't. Anyway, he is so nice, y'all. And he's soft. And, oh, he smells so good. And he's tall. And he's just. Anyway. Well, let's. We want to move on from that one. Because, oh, we. Ooh. Y'all, okay. So, who's your favorite female rapper? I don't really think I have a favorite rapper in general. To be honest with you. But I listen to Rico Nasty daily. So, I would say probably that's my favorite female rapper. As of right now, I don't know. I've been listening to her for years. So, she has to be. Because I listen to Smack a Bitch every morning. I love Rico so much. So, I know all her songs, you know. I've seen her a couple times. I even went to go see her with Playboi Carti. And first of all, his fans are rude as fuck for disrespecting her. Because I'm like, you listen to him, but you don't like her. You listen to Playboi Carti, but don't like her. And if you're like Cardi and you try to come for me, kiss my ass, because I don't give a fuck. I said what I said. Anyway. But yes, I listen to Rico. I like Meg. She's okay. I say that like I really don't listen to her. I listen to her a lot, but like I like her older stuff better. I don't know. Like, I just, the Russian Crew freestyle, I love it. And that's when I fell in love with her. Of course, I listen to Nicki. I listen to Cardi B on occasion. Like, who else did I fucking, I don't know. But between, yeah, it's Rico and Meg. That's who, like, Meg used to be in, like, my favorite. Well, okay, I take that because it, like, I don't, yeah, maybe. Anyway, I just, some of her new stuff, I'm just like, okay. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just not my favorites of her work. Like, you know, I feel like you give me a little bit more. But, you know, that's her and her music, but I still like her. I really do. But yes, Rico, I'll say Rico is my favorite female rapper. Favorite song at the moment. What song do I be singing all the time? What do I be playing all the time? I don't know. I don't know. What do I listen to every day? You know what? I don't even know what I'm trying to play. I listened to that Nardo Wick song, Me or something. It has Lil Baby and Future in it. So yeah, that's probably like my favorite song at the moment. I don't know. I just, anyway. What were my questions? how are you and dude doing? Who is dude? If you're referring to Lil Fuckweed, I don't know. I don't even know. That means he's breathing, I guess. I don't fucking know. So next question is, say you still want that old head? Yes, I do. And I hope you're there's two, but I think you're referring to the one I work with. So let's talk about him real quick, y'all, because I'm probably gonna bring him up in a future episode, but this, so y'all can already know who I'm talking about. Okay, the old head who I think this person is referring to, I should have had clarification, but it didn't matter. This one I'm assuming they're talking about is the one I call Chicago. Now Chicago is so fine, y'all. Look, okay, first of all, this man is just in his 50s, okay? He's obviously from Chicago. He's an Alabama football fan. That's all he talks about. And I'm disgusted because I don't like Alabama football. So, whatever. But yes, y'all, like, when I tell you, it's so funny to me because he watches me at work. And not like in a weird creepy way, it's just funny to me because like if he don't see me for a long time, he'd be like, oh, so you just don't want to come home anymore? Or if he sees me somewhere, like, I don't know, he'll just be like, are you coming home today? He's just cute. I just love it. And then, you know, it's so funny because don't let him see me talking to another dude. It's just so fucking funny to me. Y'all, I don't know. Oh, Lord. Let me stop thinking about this man. Because anyway, he's cute. He's really cute. He has like a little gray in his beard. And he bald. And you know, I don't think I've ever been attracted to a bald man. Oh my God. This is new for me, y'all. I seen a picture of his when he had hair and down. This man been fine. Anyway, but yeah. But y'all, he has like a child my age. Like, the hell? Like, yeah, his oldest daughter and me are like the same age. Which which is fine by me, because I feel like since you're grown, like, you're living your best life, and I can be your stepmom, and I don't have to raise you. Then he has, like, a child. Like, I don't even think she's in kindergarten yet. Yeah. So, anyway, moving on. Someone said house school. I'm gonna be honest with you, because we have a high number of COVID cases, classes haven't started yet. So, yeah. They sent a date. It's going to start, but, I mean, it is what it is. I ain't going to trip off of it. So, I mean, you know. I got to go to school, so I'm cool. Somebody said, what's your favorite alcohol? Jack Daniels. My favorite one? Let's see. What would my favorite Jack Daniels flavor be? You know, they have a lot. No, their little cider that they have during the winter. Oh my God, that is so good. But any other time, like, I'll just do the classic. That or the honey. The apple's real good too, though. But yeah. Yeah, those. Just bring me the classic one, and then I'll just spruce it up and do what I want. This one had me screaming because I thought about this when I read it, and I was just like, Lord. It said, what drugs have you taken? First of all, I can tell you what I haven't taken, and then I can probably, like, you know. Okay, so I can tell you I haven't done meth, even though I could go next door and get some if I fucking wanted to. Speaking of that, we're going to have a whole conversation on that one day, because it, anyway, I haven't done meth, I haven't done heroin, I haven't done a crack, I haven't done coke, I haven't done acid, because, let me tell you why. I had the chance, plenty of chances, actually. Y'all, so this guy, who was a real good friend of mine in high school, he did everything under the fucking sun. Like, when I tell you everything under the sun, like, literally everything. And he was just like, because I told him, I was like, oh, two of my friends were going to go get, drop some acid. And I was just like, I was at work. So I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. So anyway, he was like, yeah, you shouldn't do that because of, like, if you take it, like, you could have effects, like, it could affect you years later. Like, you could crack your back and then you could start having the effects again or some shit like that. And I was like, bitch, I don't want to be fucking 50. Start tweaking. And then it was either acid or something else, but whatever. Then he told me, like, somebody could just, like, sneak and, like, put it on you and, like, absorb it through your skin. You wouldn't even know you even done it. And I was just like, what the fuck? So, I never done that. Yeah. Okay. So, let's just get into what I have. I smoke weed. I do that. I do the edibles, all that shit. I've done shrooms a couple of times. What have I done? Oh, I've done, I popped a couple of beans before. I've done that. I used to do, like, pills back in the day. Not like that. Like, it's not like I was just popping pills. I've just tried different things, like, just to do them. Like, I knew where they came from, like, so it wasn't, like, something off the street, you know? But, yeah, like, I just be chilling. I don't be dabbling in shit for real. So, I don't know why. I just was like, I just wanted to make sure I got out the way that y'all know I didn't do, like, hardcore-ass fucking shit where my skin is gonna, like, rot off and lose my teeth. I don't. And I'm gonna tell you right now, most of the other drugs, like, besides weed, like, I, like, okay. So when I was doing the shrooms and the beans and stuff, like, I did a little dum-dum. Like, you can't stand that, man. Anyway, but yeah. Yeah, that's it. Like, you know, I just smoke. I just smoke, I do that, I do the edibles, and I be chilling. That's it. Somebody said, this man, friend, when did you become a drunk? I'm hollering. First of all, I'm not a drunk. Don't be thinking I'm an alcoholic out here, because I'm not. But this weekend, baby, let me tell you, Friday, I don't remember Friday. So I don't think I went and did anything or went anywhere. But Saturday, I can tell you. Okay, this weekend was my cousin's birthday. Today's actually her birthday. Shout out to her. Saturday, I went and ate with person. And I had two margaritas. And then me and her hung out with a friend. And what did we drink? I drank some moonshine. Had some Henny. And look, I already knew I was drunk because I was actually drinking the Henny straight. And I don't do that. I don't even like fucking Henny. So there was that. We had some champagne. And yeah. Then Sunday was her brunch. And let's see. We did some mimosas. But they spiked the shit with like Henny and then Jack. So yeah, so I had some fucking champagne yesterday. I had Jack Daniels. I had some Henny. What else did I have? I feel like that's it, I hope. Yeah. Anyway, and then today we went to dinner for her birthday. And yeah, y'all, like, I had some martinis. That's it. I'm not a drunk. I just was enjoying my cousin's birthday weekend with her. That's what we're doing. So, friend, I am not a drunk. Don't play me. That's you. Next question is, when and where is your next trip? I'm planning to go to Vegas in a couple of months. So, there's that. Any more tattoos or piercings? I want a bunch of tattoos. I just know when I was trying to get them last year, it was so fucking busy because everybody was getting the fucking stimulus checks. And everybody and their fucking mom was at the tattoo shop. And so, yeah. I didn't even realize it because, I mean, I had my little money, but that was not what I was spending my fucking money on. It was not a fucking tattoo. Y'all probably be fucked up. Like, you got that money and went and got a fucking tattoo. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm mad because I wanted to. Anyway. Okay. So, any more piercings? I feel like I got all the piercings I'm going to get. If I do, it might just be another something on my ear somewhere. I don't know. Still want to get my lip pierced. I don't know why. Thought about getting my tongue pierced. I don't think I'm going to do that, though. But yeah, maybe my, I don't know. Probably not. Might just go ahead and get my septum pierced. I don't know. I don't think so. I think everything I got, I'm good, except tattoo-wise. I need to go do that. Let's see. What's your favorite sport to watch and team? My favorite sport to watch. I like tennis, so that's not really a team sport unless you do doubles. That's like my favorite, but besides that, I like basketball a lot. I like the Lakers. I've always liked the Lakers. Yeah, but I can tell you all my favorite sports teams. You know what? I take back basketball. I'm gonna say football, my favorite sport to watch because I love the Giants. The New York Giants is best team to ever do. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. I don't care how bad we were doing this year or the year before or the year before that. That's my team. And I'm going to stick beside them. Yeah, so. But yeah. But realistically, I think I do watching basketball more. But I do love the Giants. That's my team. Everybody got to know it because I be shit. I be wearing Giants down to the socks. Like, I'm serious. I got hoodies, sweatshirts, t-shirts, jerseys, sweatpants, tank tops, slippers. I mean, let me tell you how funny my mom trying to be. They had some Nikes that were, like, for the New York John something. She said she's going to buy them. And I was like, girl, you're doing too much. But she kind of did. Like, she should have kind of just went and got them because I would have worn them. But anyway. But, yeah, like, girl, I even got, like, giant feather, like, earrings. That's, y'all, like, I'm walking around with feather earrings on that have the fucking New York John. Like, I got the license plate holder thing. I got the fucking lanyard I'm wearing for work and everything. Like, damn, I just realized how much shit I have of them. What the fuck? But anyway, Eli Manning's still the greatest sport quarterback to me. He's my favorite. I wish they'd get rid of DJ. I'm just saying. I don't know why we got him to begin with. I mean, what the fuck? We could have had anybody because we had a good pick that year, but we got Daniel fucking Jones. And I don't know what the fuck they were thinking, but it has to do with me because I don't have money to sit there and decide who the fuck plays on the team. So, yeah. Moving on. Any future guest? Yes. Have a few that I really need to work out a schedule. Hopefully we can coordinate that soon. There's another podcast. It's two ladies. I want to work with them. I'm going to talk to them and see what's up. Hopefully I can get a little collab with them. Guess that's all the questions or that I picked out. But yeah. Thank y'all for asking. I appreciate it. Of course, you know, if y'all have any other questions, you just ask me and I will respond. There will be a link in the description with all the social media for the podcast and my personal social media. Oh my gosh, speaking of that, there was a question. I knew I forgot something to write one down. Well, in my little notes. Y'all. It says, what does mood on David Ruffin mean on my Twitter? Now, if you look at my Twitter bio, there's a bunch of shit in it. But one of the things says mood on David Ruffin. Now, y'all know The Temptations is like my group. When I tell you, like, I love them so much. And if that movie's on TV, I'll watch it. I don't care what I'm doing. Even though it's 50-11 hours. I will watch it. Now, y'all know how David was like basically the fucking main character in his eyes, you know, and he was like, ain't nobody come to you, Otis, you know, like they should just name it like David Ruffin the Temptations. Like, yeah, that's how it is for me. Nobody's come to see anybody but me. I'm the main fucking attraction. I'm the main character. That's what it really means. Like, you know, no one's coming to see you. They're coming to see me. So, yeah. That's all it is. Like, I'm sorry. But somebody asked me what that meant. I started cracking up because I forgot that was even in my fucking bio. Like, I don't know, y'all. I'm going to pull in my bio. And, like, it. Yeah. Yeah. Like, my shit. Oh my god, I'm glad no one saw the header. Well, hell, now since I said it, they gonna ask me what the fuck the header's about. But anyway, y'all, like I said, there's gonna be like a link in the description, and it's gonna have everything for the podcast page, and my personal Instagram and Twitters. Pretty sure that's it. Y'all have a good week, and I will talk to y'all next week. Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About today. Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.